Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Janet Christie's here, too. Janet's a good friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She is she's the author, the founder of Leverage and Development, which is her consulting company, where she helps small business owners just like yours, especially women business owners, put their best foot forward and do a good job. She's got a couple of books out, including Capitalizing on Being Woman-Owned and 101 Winning Marketing Actions for Small Businesses. Janet Christie, welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
It's good to have you back, Janet, as always. And, Janet, one of the things that I know you talk a lot about with your audience, and we've discussed it many times over the years on our show, and that's the concept of your small business brand. We know what Nike's brand looks like and is. We know what IBM's brand is, Microsoft, FedEx. We know about those brands, Chevrolet, Ford, whatever. We know about that, and we know that those are brands. And sometimes it sort of derails our own brand identity for a small business, and it's really unfortunate, isn't it?
Oh yes, I see it so often that people think if they just get the right logo and the right mission statement that they're home free.
Mm-hmm.
But a brand is so much more than that.
Tell us about it.
Well, I think you've said it before, and I've heard other people say it, that for a small business, the owner is the brand.
Mm-hmm.
So things like their reputation, their identity, the way they handle customers, the way their business was established, all those things.
How they're seen in the community as a corporate citizen?
Yes. And how they treat their employees, if they have employees, or how they handle deadlines, everything like that is really part of the brand. And if you don't understand yourself, your business, your product line, who your customers are, and you go out and hire somebody to develop a brand for you, then you're handing it over to them.
Right.
They're developing something from their mind, not from your business and your reputation and all those things we were talking about.
Well, absolutely. And the thing is, what you described, the terms that you used, the words you used, can be put into one word. And this is something I've been talking a lot about the last few years, Janet, and that is values. You know, we all think about value. As a business owner, I want to make sure my customers receive value from me. But value is all about what you do. Put an S on the end of that word, and it's all about who you are. And small business brands are as much, if not more, determined by values than as they are about value. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely right, and those two forms of the word are so intertwined, because if you don't provide value, people will perceive that you don't have values or high values.
Right.
So they are definitely intertwined, and people want to do business. People do business with people. People want to do business with people who are ethical and have values. If you don't believe that, just look at the stuff on the news right now.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So people are searching for people with value. And I know I heard somebody say yesterday that people will vote for someone in this coming election because they can create jobs and that they're not voting with their ideology anymore. But I differ with that a little bit. I think people cast their votes. I think they vote with their dollars when they spend money with people. They do that with people that they still have value and ethics and good reputation.
Mm-hmm. You know, another thing that you talk about in your book and that I think is really important is that there are other extensions of you in your business that people identify as your brand. Now, here's the thing that's important to point out. If somebody said to you, what is Chevrolet's brand? You would say, well, that's the name right there and those wings, right? Or whatever, you know, this, mm-hmm. the Nike Swoosh. What's their brand? Well, the Nike Swoosh is what you would say. But if you said, mm-hmm. what's Carol's dry cleaner's brand? Well, Carol doesn't have a swoosh or wings or anything like that. And so they might not be able to say anything about it. And you say, well, why are you attracted to her? Why do you keep going back? And you might say, well, you know, I've seen Carol in there, but I really don't know her. I know the person I dropped my dry cleaning off, and she always remembers me. She always takes my order. If something's wrong, she's always, for a long time, I thought I was dealing with Carol, and it turns out it was an employee. That's part of your brand too, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. And if you don't understand what your customers want, who they are, what they want out of something, then because you kept using the word value, and I think that's so appropriate, but, you know, the old phrase is beauty is in the eye of the beholder,
mm-hmm.
but so is value.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to understand what your customer values, what is important to them. Because one of the actions in my book, and I was talking about yesterday and doing a workshop, and Lil Glaze's book came over all these people's faces when I first said it, but you need to understand that what you sell or provide is not what is important to your prospect or customer.
All that stuff is a commodity, isn't it?
Yes. It's what is important to them is what it does for them.
Mm-hmm.
So your dry cleaning example, the lady that was going in, she knew that she was valued as a customer. She knew that, and they were, you know, helpful
and trustworthy.
Yeah, because you're giving your clients to them people.
Yeah, that's a huge part of a small business brand, isn't it? Trust.
Yes, because you may not be giving them your clothes, or you may not be leaving your children with them to keep, but you're giving them your money, and all of us need all of that we can get now.
No question about it. Janet, give us your website, please.
It's leverageanddevelopment.com.
And the book is called 100 Winning Marketing Actions for Small Businesses. That's what we're working out of her book, folks. These are things you'll find there. So I encourage you to check it out. Janet W. Christie, that's with a Y. And she and I will be right back. It's 20 after the hour. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.